It really is a crazy world, isn't it? This is a message to JK and Jamiroquai. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Ho. Ha. Ho. It really is a crazy world, isn't it? It really is a crazy world, isn't it? It really is a crazy world, isn't it? Actually, I do not think we have ever met. Well, at least not in this space-time. What made you do your last album? Do you know? Were you feeling special inside? Did you realize the connection to Arthur C. Clarke? Were you remembering or sharing my monkey's emotions? Who knows and who cares? Well, maybe somebody, apart from me. Because in 2001 Monkey had a mental breakup. He took a journey, a mind-track DSR. It was quite disconcerting, but he managed to make it back. You would have thought that he would just shut up and get back to work. But the experience was really quite something. On your record, where do we go from here? You sent him a message, but you thought he was a girl. But he is not. He is a male monkey. And he did not want to phone you up. On the telephone number on the back of the CD, which ends with the digits 2000. Because he did not like the way you were sounding. You take too much mind-altering drugs to see me, Brian Brain, that clearly. So although you have got the gist to my flow, you will never know who it is you are. Until you can learn to really let go of yourself and feel the natural high that comes from the true love of our universe, rather than a chemical high provided to you by the perverse little monkeys who just want to enslave you and use you like a money-making machine. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. It really is a crazy world, isn't it? It really is a crazy world, isn't it? It really is a crazy world, isn't it? Crazy world, isn't it? Every word you said, every word I say, let's make tomorrow a brand new day. This is going out to Sharday. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Every word you said, every word I say, let's make tomorrow a brand new day. You make my heart bleed with love. I just could never let you go. I am forever caught in your music. And the personal tears that I heard flow from your last album, The Lover's Rock. Every word you said, every word I say, let's make tomorrow a brand new day. is beyond any reasonable doubt. The coolest thing I have ever felt. Well, apart from the pain I feel when I listen to The Last Poets album, Holy Terror, which I died to several times. Every word you said, every word I say, let's make tomorrow a brand new day. When you travel on the road of DSR, you might as well as deter yourself, feeling the pain that everyone else has felt. Death by a thousand cuts is a piece of this, compared to what I had to live through. But I am a man, made of pure diamond. Every word you said, every word I say, let's make tomorrow a brand new day. But I am not at all like your diamond life. I have never used anybody, not even my wife. And when I love, I like to love right. And when we were still happy, we used your music to set the scene. And in that love flow, I did dream of loving so deeply that I lost all control of my senses and the root would let go. And I would flow in a sea of pure love. Every word you said, every word I say, let's make tomorrow a brand new day. But not anymore, because all I feel is hate from my loves. When I can see no real reason for this, apart from the fact that the world is a real mess, and they are all so very depressed, that they no longer can hear the pounding of my heartbeat, or see that all I want is for you all to be free. And I am really sorry that I said that humanity is just another word now. So please, forgive me. Every word you said, every word I say, let's make tomorrow a brand new day. Every word you said, every word I say, let's make tomorrow a brand new day. Every word you said, every word I say, let's make tomorrow a brand new day. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Every word you said, every word I say, let's make tomorrow a brand new day. Now shake your buttocks and get on down. Get on down. This is going out to George Clinton. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Get on down. Get on down. Get on down. George, you crazy cartoon. You really are the best thing I have ever heard. Well, at least you and the P5 call stars. Because without the P, Brian would probably have died. Because without feeling the funk, we would all hide and never come out of our shells. So let's all party and ring those MFing bells. take your buttocks and get on down. This is going out to the other DJs. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain.
Because the real leader of the pack is back, and this time he really isn't.
an untouchable force. Do you get what it is the F I am saying? If not, then you had better start to dig and keep up your training. Because it is all those psycho DJs that you be slaying. DJs Mako and DJs Mako, but I really am the best, because I just go with the flow that Brian Brain sends down to me from the space-time loop.
Oh.
myself London Posse. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Gray. Where I come from? Where I come from? Where I come from? Where I come from, the beats are really big. We don't get to high sour selves because we like to feel good about living and being in a community. Even if it means that we do not have a cup of tea in a park or a tea room shopping. Where I come from? Where I come from? Where I come from? Because if we wanted to live like that, we would live somewhere else. So please do not try to change the way we live. As if you do, you will get really quite pissed. And then you will see why we are called the South London Posse. And why when we fight back, we fight real hard. Not with guns and knives, but with buckets of lard. Which we will fill your MFA arteries with. Until you decide to leave us alone. Or until you shout out, enough, and pick up the Brian Gray phone. Where I come from? Where I come from? Where I come from? Where I come from, we just do not stop. We will never allow you to get away with whatever it is. And we will not stop until we see your brave face. Because we are all like the Incredible Hulk. You never want to get us angry, because we do not salt. We just plan our attack and then flat you with our boat. Where I come from? Where I come from? Where I come from? Where I come from, we believe in natural justice. And that when you push somebody over, you should say sorry. But if you don't, then it will be you who will be. As although you think you have got away with it, you really have not. Because we are the South London Posse. And we never let aliens' laws get away with anything. So if you want to change our style, you had better think again. Where I come from? Where I come from? Where I come from? Ourselves because we like to feel good about living and being in a community, even if it means that we do not have a cup of tea in a park or a tea room shoppy. Because if we wanted to live like that, we would live somewhere else. So please do not try to change the way we live. As if you do, you will get really quite pissed. And then you will see why we are called the South London Posse. And why when we fight back, we fight real hard. Not with guns and knives, but with buckets of lard. Which we will fill your MFA arteries with. Until you decide to leave us alone. Or until you shout out, enough, and pick up a Brian Gray phone. Where I come from, we just do not stop. Never allow you to get away with whatever it is. And we will not stop until we see your brave face. Because we are all like the Incredible Hulk. you ever want to get a sangri, because we do not soak. We just plan our attack and then flag you with our boat. Where I come from, we believe in natural justice, and that when you push somebody over, you should say sorry. But if you don't, then it'll be you who will be. As although you think you have gotten away with it, you really have not, because we are the South London Posse, and we never let alien slobs get away with anything. So if you want to change our style, you had better think again. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Yeah, that's right. Kick it. Yeah, that's right. Kick it. Yeah, that's right. Kick it. This is going out to the band public and me. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Yeah, that's right. Kick it. Yeah, that's right. Kick it. Yeah, that's right. Kick it. Flav is blocking the time. He got the B-boys, he got the rhyme. He been kicking it since before my time. He is the one who knows what is a crime. Public Enemy walk around with targets on their chests. But to be honest, they would be better off with a flat jacket, not vests. Because they are living in an effing war zone. America is a place where no one really feels at home. As there is someone's gun pointing at you all the time. So it does not matter where you go, there is always a crime. In progress, even if it is a fact that you lock yourself up in your own little cage, then spend all your time earning a decent wage. Yeah, that's right. Kick it. Yeah, that's right. Kick it. Yeah, that's right. Kick it. I have been to America only a couple of times. But each time I have always been hassled by the law. Even if it was police being or being a white guy in a black zone. The last time I was there, a traffic cop wanted to lock me up. Just because I had a nice car and was traveling quite fast. To be honest, I really did nearly laugh in his face. When he realized I was a scumbag Tommy from the UK. And all he could do is get me to pay for a poxy speeding fine. When he should really have stopped a pickup truck in front of me. You see, this young officer of the law was a real piece of shit. And just because he had a badge and a gun, he thought he could use it on anybody he thought he did not like the look of. So I say to all you potential visitors to the US of A, if I were you, I would not go there again. No effing way. Because they are a bunch of mind-numbing pieces of poo. Who just want to take your money or sell things to you. And to make things worse, they do not care about our planet. Or even the MFA universe. So all I can say is MFU. Yeah, that's right. Kick it. Yeah, that's right. Take 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 it. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Yeah, that's right. Take it. Yeah, that's right. Take it. Yeah, that's right. Take it. This is going out to Fuseland. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. There's a difference between black and white. There's a difference between good and bad. There's a difference between up and down. There's a difference between left and right. There's a difference between house and techno. There's a difference between hot water and snow too. And my middle finger and my bottom as well. There's a difference between black and white. There's a difference between good and bad. There's a difference between up and down. There's a difference between left and right. But stating the obvious is really of little good. But welcome, from our minds to yours. Which I found quite pleasing, although a little boring. But never mind, eh? At least you had a go. There's a difference between black and white. There's a difference between good and bad. There's a difference between up and down. There's a difference between left and right. There's a difference between lying and telling the truth too. And there's a difference between holding on and letting go. To be honest, I really think you should all know that there is a difference between wanting something and actually making it happen. There's a difference between black and white. There's a difference between good and bad. There's a difference between up and down. There's a difference between left and right. So if you really want something to happen, you have to work at it. That does not mean putting it on the back burner and then crying over burnt or spilled milk. For if that happens, it really is your own fault. There's a difference between black and white. There's a difference between good and bad. There's a difference between up and down. There's a difference between left and right. So if you really want to make something happen, you need to attack it at full pelt, with all guns blazing. Until it actually does happen, and then you will know that the effort you have put into doing was not wasted and was heartfelt. There's a difference between black and white. There's a difference between good and bad. There's a difference between up and down. There's a difference between left and right. There's a difference between black and white. There's a difference between good and bad. There's a difference between up and down. There's a difference between left and right. There's a difference between house and techno. There's a difference between hot water and snow too. And my middle finger and my bottom as well. But stating the obvious is really of little good. But welcome, from our minds to yours. Which I found quite pleasing, although a little boring. But never mind, eh? At least you had a go. There's a difference between lying and telling the truth too. And there's a difference between holding on and letting go. But to be honest, I really think you should all know that there is a difference between wanting something and actually making it happen. So if you really want something to happen, you have to work at it. That does not mean putting it on the back burner and then crying over burnt or spilled milk. For if that happens, it really is your own fault. So if you really want to make something happen, you need to attack it at full pelt, with all guns blazing, until it actually does happen, and then you will know that the effort you have put into doing was not wasted and was heartfelt. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Use samples. This is going out to the musicians. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Use samples. Samples. Use samples. Use samples were the words Brian told me. He told me in plain English using a sample from a track. Use samples and you will get your message across. But it does not mean that I do not like real music. In fact, it is quite the opposite. I love real music. It is just that no one ever seems to produce it. People no longer trust their souls to produce a good tune. Instead, they trust the machines to beat out the rhythm, with the musicians dancing to the machine's metronome. But if you do that, you are no better than a boring drone. Use samples. You need to feel the music in your heart. Feel it pulsate with your own life force. If you felt your soul, you would have understood this from the start. But I am afraid most of you are growing up like Bart. From the adult cartoon, The Simpsons, or is that The Symptoms? Really be living in a zoo. And that is why you all behave like you do. because you have never been taught how to listen to yourself. You have been taught that you need to be someone else in order to live your life fully and to be happy. But this is just a lie to sell things to you and to make you dream. The things that your perverse ideas want to sell to you, your fat rest as cream. Use samples. Use samples. Use samples. The best days in life are free. Days like love, happiness, and me. Do you remember how you felt the last time you did a pee? Wasn't it a pleasant feeling getting rid of all that waste? I know some monkeys like to drink it, but I never had the taste. Use samples. Use samples. Use samples. Although I am sure some sick monkeys would have peed in something that I have drunk in the past, that I used to quench my thirst. But all I can say to that is, that it is my turn now, and that you pee on me first. So you had just better sit and take it like the sick monkeys you are. And when I have finished, I will let you do your worst. Use samples. Use samples. Use samples. Ha. You make me laugh. Because you cannot touch me. Because I am just a quantum sample in your reality. So I will be laughing all the way as you fall to the ground. And when you have gone, there will be the sound of music in the streets and people chanting and making their own beats. So you fight masters and mistresses, let's turn up the heat. Use samples. Samples. Use samples. I am out of here. Word up. Well, all right. Well, all right. This is going out to all the talented people out there. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Drain. Well, all right. Let's put the fight back into our lives. Let's put the souls back into our minds. Because without the refreshing beat of a groove, we will always think that we have something to prove. Well, all right. we do not. We are really quite content with our lives. And now we have made it, we really should be helping others to survive. Rather than trying to drown them in floodwaters. Or living on their lost souls. Which is really quite sick, isn't it? Now that you come to think about it. Well, alright. I am not trying to put you on some big guilt trip. Because that is really of no use either. Is it? But if we sort out our own lives and our governments, then everything else should really follow. Well, at least it did. In my virtual model of this world of ours, which I have created in my mind to answer the great questions that we have always asked ourselves. Did I say world? I really meant universe. Well, really, that really is quite absurd. Isn't it? How can a monkey model the whole damn city? Unless he has access to something else that is more than him. And that is what, in fact, I am saying. That I am in contact with you, me and everything. Well, alright. That is cool now, isn't it? Well, alright. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Well, alright. Well, alright. Well, alright. Well, alright. Well, alright. Well, alright. That is cool now, isn't it? I just can't believe. This is going out to those who do not believe. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Drain. I just can't believe. I just can't believe. Well, there you go. I am talking to myself again. Because I really do not believe in anything. Not even Brian Crane or even myself. I just can't believe. I have learned that belief usually involves some form of trust. And I think it is worse to trust than to not. So when I am saying the things that I say, I really do not believe them. Not me. No way. Because without definite proof, I will never believe. And definite proof is really unlikely. Now isn't it? Because as I have said before, I am really quite insane. Well, at least I was, and now all I am doing is regurgitating the thoughts that I had when I was, well, sick. Does that help? Does that give you a better perspective on the things that I say? Or did I just join the code of no way? Who knows and who really cares? Because most of you really do not understand the things that I say. Although I am sure you interpret them in your own way. Well, never mind. That was all I wanted to say. I just can't believe. Me, or do I sound like a Rupert of their book? Talking in rhyme is interesting, isn't it? Maybe not. I think I just need to sit down for a bit and think. Don't mind me. I am just feeling a little bit sick. It is probably just these pills you forced me to take. Because you could not believe what I was thinking was right. I just can't believe. Again, because I really do not believe in anything, not even Brian Crane or even myself. I just can't believe. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. I just can't believe. Is it just me, or do I sound like a Rupert of their book? Talking in rhyme is interesting, isn't it? Maybe not. I think I just need to sit down for a bit and think. Don't mind me. I am just feeling a little bit sick. It is probably just these pills you forced me to take. Because you could not believe what I was thinking was right. I just can't believe. Yo, Fred. Yo, Fred. This is going out to Fred Wesley. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Yo, Fred. Yo, Fred. Your thread. Or is it your thread, as in a piece of string? Well, whatever it is, it probably does not mean anything. Because who believes that we can talk to ourselves in the art? Is it real or is it just a magician's trick? Or maybe just a trick of the mind? Well, for me, I just find it really amusing to think upon those things which we do not normally have time to. And I am just enjoying rapping to you like he's in your zoo. Whether or not you like or listen to what I say is really irrelevant. Because I know that someday someone will see my words. Then think, hey, this guy was onto something. Let me never have you listen to him. Oh, such shit. What is that there? Can't we stop it? Bang. We are all dead. So toasted if you never bothered to listen to me. But if you did, well, do not praise or worship me. It is the very least I could do. That is to go half-A insane for some MFA monkeys who actually enjoy living in their MFA MFA zoo, and who like to eat burgers made from MFA too, and who really wanted to MF me until I was as dead as an MFA dodo. Now do you understand the Simpsons better? You crazy pieces of monkey poo. MFA, grow up and start listening to your own MFA minds. And leave the MFA alone. Or I won't leave it up to Brian. I will kill you myself. You MFA monkeys are making me sick. Now F off this second. Or else just drop dead and make it quick. I want to watch Wonder Woman on the Sci-Fi Channel. She is my fantasy woman. Although I think it really is funny that all the superheroes have to dress like escapees from a mental hospital. Why don't they just wear joggers or something? Still, it keeps me amused. For an hour at least. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Yo, Fred. Yo, Fred. This is going out to my brothers and sisters. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Well, I actually only have one brother. So this do not be aimed at my family. So it just must mean people like me. And this tune went with, I do not know what this world is coming to. And if my brothers and sisters are like me, then they will not either. But I am willing to speculate that they know something is up. And if we all put our minds to it, we might just get to give an F. Maybe we might even get to sort out the world's mess. Who knows? Well, not me, and that is the truth. Because I never liked gambling, or guessing what the future might hold. Although I did make a 5-year set of predictions in 98, and most of them have come to fruition. So there must be something in what I say. But do not take that on trust. I like it when people use their own minds and jump on board the Brian Brain bus. So why don't you all get to it and try to find out what it is that is occurring? Because I really am fed up with all this bleeding and worry. Brian only booked me for a 3-month stint. And this is now effing ridiculous. It has been just over 12 months. When will you guys and girls make the effort? If this was a Die Hard movie, you would all be dead. Even Bruce Willis had some dumbass cop on his side. But the louder I shout, the more people ignore me. What would you like? Would you like me to flee? Then you could all say, well, I never thought that would happen. Who would have thought? Well, not me. But I have, and I am shouting at you as loud as I can. Wake the F up, you MFA cans of spam, and open your eyes and see that you are going to be dead if you do not listen to me, or yourselves or whoever. Knock off, Brian. I do not like the word deadline, and I am really trying as hard as I can. What do you want me to do? Run through the streets barking like a dog? Well, that would hurt, wouldn't it? People always listen to nutters in the street. Well, I guess I would get onto MTV or something. But still, they would not listen. You just have to watch that channel to see that. No one really cares anymore what the F anyone is saying. Peace. I am out of here. Word up.